proclamation number 8231 dated the August 2nd, 1962. Christ's forerunner. My own will recognize him, the voice in the wilderness, who will announce my appearance as I predicted. For his light will radiate brightly and his speech will be powerful. And he will not shy away from strongly criticizing the authorities in his speeches, because I will send him to earth in order to fulfill his final mission by preaching about the end of this earth and announcing my coming on the day of judgment. Those who belong to me will be strongly affected by the strength of his words, and they will realize that it won't be long before I myself arrive in order to deliver them from their adversity. But before that, you humans will time and again come to the wrong conclusion and assume to recognize him in many people. However, I say to you, you won't need to ask but will know that it is he whom I have sent ahead of me. Single quote: for when he appears, my adversary will already be at work, embedded in a ruler who proceeds against all spiritual aspirations, against faith, and through his accomplices will also badly pester my own to desert me and acknowledge him instead. Then you will be able to see the beginning of the battle of faith already, and therefore receive incredible comfort through my forerunner. For then you will also know that the end is not far away. For his mission on earth will not last long, just as the Antichrist will be easily recognizable, who will not be granted a long lifespan either. The forerunner will come and reinforce your faith. He will testify to me and denounce my coming with such powerful words that my own will draw strength from his words and thus endure until the end. For I myself will help them in their distress which this last battle of faith entails. The voice in the wilderness will not let himself be restrained and will quite openly condemn the people who treat my own with hostility. He will denounce their actions as detestable and always enjoy my protection when they attack him, until his hour also comes, for once again he will pay for his mission with his death, and that, two, shall not frighten you who are my own, but only strengthen your belief that you know the truth, that you can expect everything to happen as I have told you through my spirit. A period of time nears its completion which was given to you humans for your release from the form, yet I will help you until the last day to find the right faith in me, and the forerunner, two, will be sent so as to strengthen your faith. Anyone who wants to recognize him will recognize him. Anyone who rejects his word is plainly my adversary's follower and will also reject me. Yet the light from above which will shine so very brightly cannot be overlooked. His powerful word cannot be ignored. And his life and activity on earth during the last days will be so evidently recognizable as divine activity, that everyone will be able to recognize him and no longer needs to question whether it is him. And my adversary will want to work in the same manner again by trying to cause confusion and suggest to his followers that he can be seen here and there, and thus it requires a close bond with me in order to distinguish properly and to think correctly. This is why I repeatedly let you know that he will only make his appearance when my adversary has also prepared the right external form for himself, in which he will then work to the horror of the believers, for he has great power at his disposal and will employ it to wage a relentless battle of faith. And then the one who is sent by me will make his appearance, and he will publicly denounce the former and not be afraid of him. And thereby you will recognize him, for he will use the strength at his disposal in my name. He will also heal the sick and perform miracles and thus be even more fiercely attacked by the authorities who try to kill him and achieve his violent death. Yet the light he distributes amongst my own will give them extraordinary strength, and they will await my coming with confidence and wait until the end. for they know that my word fulfills itself and that everything will come to pass as I let it be proclaimed in word and scripture. Amen.